In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado Springs is moving forward with plans for a data center off Garden of the Gods Road. The city's planning department issued an administrative decision late last week that would allow the company behind Project Taurus to retrofit an existing industrial space. California-based AI real estate company Raiden has assured residents that energy costs wouldn't rise about should a data center ultimately be allowed. A window to appeal the decision is open until next Monday. A CU Anschutz partnership aims to help young doctors in training cope with the stress and mental health challenges that come with the job. The internal medicine residency at CU School of Medicine has teamed with Saul Mental Health. A session with a mental health provider is scheduled for each of the 70 doctors in the first year of their residency. Dr. Ellen Brinza is with internal medicine residency.
I think that is incredibly important as well, to be able to talk through everything that we're experiencing.
Program leaders say they hope the program will help doctors develop the skills to deal with stress and prevent burnout. A fish that nearly disappeared from Colorado is getting a new home in the Eastern Plains. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has released more than 18,000 endangered northern red-bellied dace into a creek on the Pawnee National Grassland. It's about 2 hours northeast of Denver. The species was reduced to a single native population by the 1990s and now survives in only a handful of locations statewide. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.